Rachel Gonzalez has always let instinct guide her musical journey as a self-taught jazz vocalist and a guitarist with a wide range of influences, so wide that even an inclusive term like jazz singer can't tell the whole story. She's bringing a varied program to our Atherton studio this weekend, and she's with us this morning in our studio. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
The term jazz singer doesn't entirely say it about what you do, does it? I don't think it does.
No, that's just something they labeled me because I do a lot of jazz singing lately. But I'm a singer. Whatever I like and I hear, and I guess that's part of the jazz creative.
Sure.
Taking something and using everything you're about to present the song, to sing the song.
Yeah. But you've always been, I want to say you've approached your decisions about music with a lot of confidence that they were the right decisions, don't you think?
No.
It wasn't always
it's
that way.
No, and not always. I think now it's the knowing very confidently and very sure that I do those things in a good way.
What built the confidence?
Age. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's getting yourself into different kinds of music, even here locally, continuing what inspired you in the very beginning, like my guitar music.
Yeah.
You know, and just trying every kind of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did inspire you in the very beginning?
In the very beginning? To tell you the truth, at age 6, opera.
Really?
Yes. And then it was television, old movies, 40s, black and white movies. So you got all that Fred Astaire and Cole Porter songs. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that, you know, I liked it. Then it's getting involved with 60s music, the Beatles and all of that, R&B, joining bands in the 70s. And then fusion came, so that working with other bands that did jazz fusion. Mm-hmm. Well, I think they call it something else now.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? Yeah, yeah. So,
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
And you know, but even people who don't do music that even resembles the music of the Beatles often cite the Beatles as a turning point in their coming into their lives in music. I would do the same thing, just because the Beatles made everybody feel that it was possible. That, you know, we all felt that, hey, maybe I could do that. Did you get that feeling from them?
No, I actually was, I don't know, I was in elementary school when they, so I was just following the television programs and all the, you know, like a little girl, just hearing stuff on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is a big deal for me. Television and radio.
Sure.
Of course, we didn't have YouTube in those days, so, yeah.
Well, when did it become, I can do this too?
Very early. I think when I discovered the guitar, and that was about age 11, finding it in the closet, taking it out, and finding a program on public, I think it was ETV at that time, educational television. Which became PBS, and a woman who, Laura Weber, on Sundays, and I tuned my guitar, and I just learned from that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
pretty much remained self-taught as a guitarist?
Still. Of course, I have background and understanding of music because I did go to school and get my bachelor's. Mm-hmm. So that's good. It's a good foundation. I think everybody should get some kind of foundation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we're going to have you perform a couple songs in the second half of the show, but I wanted to ask you to maybe just do a little taste with your voice and guitar. Because a lot of people know you for doing standards, and this is a real pretty one.
Oops.
Rachel, try pull that the mic for your guitar just a little bit closer.
A little closer?
Yeah, there you go.
I think I'm going to be able to do this.
Okay.
Is that coming? Here's that rainy day. Maybe save those leftover dreams. Funny, here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day. They told me about, and I laughed at the thought. Turn out that way. Where is that worn-out wish I threw aside? After it brought my love near.
Thanks, Rachel. I love that song, yeah?
Me too.
Yeah, it's a beauty. And I think it's safe to say that no one else would have played it quite that way on the guitar.
It had a rough start. I'm sorry,
it
but
worked out. It works for you.
It does.
Well, that the way you play guitar works for you. And but this this weekend you're playing with piano and
Les Pitts is playing
bass.
Piano and acoustic bass. Uh-huh. Catherine Schulmeister. So it's going to be a nice mixture and interplay with the three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it always is.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, we're going to bring you back in the second half of the show and have you stretch out a little bit and do
okay.
a couple more tunes. But thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Jazz vocalist Rachel Gonzalez, pianist Les Pietz, and bassist Carolyn Schulmeister will perform in Hawaii Public Radio's Atherton Studio on May 27th at 7:30 p.m. We're going to bring Rachel back in the second half of our show to do a couple more songs live. As promised, Rachel Gonzalez, who will be performing in our Atherton studio this weekend, is back with us in our studio, guitar in hand, to perform some of her music. And Rachel, we heard a little bit of you doing a standard in the first half of the show. This is more of the, what would you call it, in the popular music vein?
Contemporary.
Uh-huh. What have you got?
I've got a little bit of Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Uh-huh. And Joni Mitchell's My Old Man.
Okay, the James Taylor being the first one.
Yes. Okay. Do me wrong, do me right, tell me lies, hold me tight and save your goodbyes for the morning light. Don't let me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye, say hello. It sure's not good to see you, but it's time to go and don't say yes. Don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. Go away, dear. You do as you please. You ain't gonna see me getting down on my knees. Well, I'm undecided. Your heart's been divided. You've been turning my world upside down. Do me wrong, do me right, tell me lies, ooh, but hold me tight and save your goodbyes for the morning light. Don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna be lonely, no. I don't wanna be lonely tonight.
That became very much a jazz tune, didn't it, Rachel?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I really like what you did with that. And, you know, Joni Mitchell is kind of perfect for you because I think there are a lot of similarities, don't you?
I think so. So shall I do?
By all means.
Okay. My old man, he's a singer in the park, a walker in the rain, dancer in the dark. And we don't need no piece of paper from the city hall keeping us tight and true. My old man keeping away my blues. When he's gone, me and my lonesome blues call out. Oh, the bed's too big, frying pan's too wide. Comes home, he takes me in his loving arms, tells me all his troubles, and he tells me all of my charms. We don't need no piece of paper from the city hall us tight and true. My old man keeping away my blues. Blues.
A Joni Mitchell tune. Before that, you played a James Taylor tune, and either one of those you could have persuaded me was written to be a jazz tune. It really shows that those labels mean less and less each year.
It does.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good material.
It is good material. Yes. And, you know, when you feel that you've made a song your own,
yeah,
and that's something that you do, you want to do with each song that you sing, what is it that makes you feel that way? You know, when you feel that you've got a song and now it's become yours. What is it about that happens?
Well, for me, because I'm playing guitar and singing, I'm doing all the things I like. What I think the guitarist should be doing as mm-hmm. best I can,
mm-hmm.
and maybe an orchestra for a whole band. Mm-hmm. I have a whole band in my head when I do these arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the singing is to at least capture what the original singer did, the style, and then put some of my stuff in.
Mm-hmm. How important are lyrics?
In Joni, to tell you, well, I know what the lyrics are now. I'm much older, but it's just the way the words are formed on my mouth. They kind of flow nicely.
In Joni Mitchell's
the
music.
Joni Mitchell lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a singer thing. And I think they just kind of grow on you. There's some these two tunes I memorized them when I first learned them. I memorized them, learned them a long time ago. Mm-hmm. What I do with it now has gone through years of changing all the time.
And they do change.
They do.
As you go on.
Yeah.
Change when? In in performance, you might do them a little differently?
Yeah. You'll never get they sound the same. The chord progressions are the same and things, but the voice might change a little. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sort of nervous right now, so. And, yeah, but in performance, it'll be a different thing, too.
We'll look forward to the performance you've got coming up this weekend, Rachel.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think a lot of people
yeah.
are. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
Jazz vocalist Rachel Gonzalez, pianist Les Peets, and bassist Catherine Schulmeister will perform in Hawaii Public Radio's Atherton Studio this Saturday, May 27th at 7:30 p.m.